There it is. Gosh, I thought we had a longer version, but I guess not. It's the theme from Little House on the Prairie. And Allison Amgrim is with us. Good evening, Allison. Welcome to WGN.
Well, hi. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm shocked, quite frankly.
Shocked, he says.
I am shocked that this character that you played, Nellie Olson, mm-hmm. who was apparently, as you call her, a prairie bitch, your words, not mine.
Everybody else's words. They yelled it out car windows, for heaven's sakes.
I'm shocked that the nastiness of your character, how old are you? I mean, it's followed you all this time. I mean, people are still talking about that role and, you know, linking you up with it. After all this time, you were a little girl person.
I'm a girl person. So, yeah, from the ages of 12 to 19. But I guarantee if you go, I'm going to go interview Allison Arngrim, at least half the people you tell that to are going to go, oh, no, not her. It's 50 years later, it's bonkers. And, yes, seriously, at the very first episode aired, and I had to go to school the next day, and this girl actually screamed at me from where we're going with this.
So how old were you when you went on Little House on the Prairie? How old did you say?
12. I just started junior high, yeah.
So obviously you have to audition and then, you know, cast, and then you are given the parameters of your character. So you must have known going in that you were going to be a troublemaker.
Well, here's the thing. I go to this audition, and I had not read the Little House books. I was clueless. I hadn't read the books, and I hadn't gotten the script in advance. Here's the crazy part. I had actually come in and read for the part of Laura and for the part of Mary and didn't get them, which is probably a good thing. And then I come back, and my first question when I was told, oh, yeah, you're going out. We got to go go to Paramount Studios again, read for Little House Prairie. I said, but they already did that. I read for that. I didn't get it. They made the team. They made the pilot. Is there what? Because I didn't know there was a Nellie Olson. So I get there, and that's when they handed me the pages from the script. And I'm sitting there with my father, and I start reading this, and immediately I turned to him and said, this is not a normal part.
Wow.
This is not normal. And he says, what are you talking about? Well, Foreman, he said, you go in, you do it just like that. Do not change a thing. And I did, and there was Michael Land and the other producers, and they laughed their heads off, and I was hired on the spot, which I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or an insult. I'm still not sure.
No, it's a compliment, and the insults followed later after people saw you perform your
director. Yeah, right. Yeah. So there was something there. I went, wow, this girl's really terrible. And I went with it, and they hired me. And then she just got worse. I swear, she got worse. By the third year, I was pretending to be paralyzed to get sympathy. I mean, it was just sick. And it got so hideous.
Obviously, it was great.
Obviously,
the writers of Little House on the Prairie could sense some momentum, if you will, on your character and a certain attachment with the people who were watching Little House, and figured, well, you know, this is working. Let's take it up a notch or two, right?
Yeah, you know, it did. It kind of became this sort of like battle, this like war of endlessly increasing. I would come in, I get the script, go, wow, that's pretty terrible. So I go, well, I'll see you and I'll raise you. How terrible can I make this? And I'd be so awful. And then they'd watch that episode and the writers would go, wow, she was willing to go that far. Let's see if she'll do this. It's like, this is a war of escalation. Where is this going? And it got just crazier and crazier. And people were just like, wow, she is the worst person on television. And it was just wild. And I eventually got nice. Okay, they married me off. I got married. I fell in love. I was terribly nice after that. But by then, the show was nearly over. So 51 years later, we had our 50th anniversary of the show last year. All of us from the show, the whole cast, we were everywhere. We were out every weekend. And still, they was like, here's, you know, Almanzo, yay. Here's Miss Beadle, yay. Here's Nellie Olson, boo.
Unbelievable. Amazing. So
yep.
We're going to do some more, but let's make sure that we get the plug in as to what you're doing and where you're coming here in Chicago. Tell us about that.
I just got into your fabulous airport that takes a long time to get out of, but I survived. I've been to O'Hare before. I was like, oh, it's going to take a while. So I am in your fabulous, gorgeous, crowded city because I am going to Club Lips at Chicago's Motor Row Theater at 2229 South Michigan Avenue tomorrow night. You should get there about 7. Going to be a riot. I not only tell crazy stories about what it's like to be an ex-child star and have people hate you for 50 years. I talk about my family. My father managed Liberace. My mother was the voice of Casper the Friendly Ghost and Gumby. It's all very odd. And I take questions. I have a question and answer segment. I have cards. I've actually cards made that say Ask Allison Anything.
Your dad was Liberace's manager?
Yes. He was vice president under Seymour Heller, who is like Colonel Tom Parker, the Liberace's Elvis. And my father, Thor Arnold, worked for Seymour. And he was the L.A. guy. Seymour would take care of things in Vegas. We actually lived around, had to rent a house and lived around the corner from Liberace because my father was like on call in case he needed something. I can't imagine a sequin emergency or something. You know, I have no idea. The rhinestone fell off.
You know, one of the candles on the candelabra went out. You know, you need.
Right. I'm out of candles. Harry. But yes, I went to his shows as a child. It was absolutely bonkers.
I turn
on the TV on Saturday morning and half the voices are my mother.
You know, I can't. The Liberace thing, you say it's bonkers. I'm sure it was, but there's no way that I can possibly conceive of, you know, what strange or bonkery type thing that would be, because he was, he's Liberace. Come on, he's Liberace.
I know, enormously successful. I always say he's like the gay Elvis. He sold out. You could not get a ticket to a Liberace show. He was so successful. It was amazing, but... I mean, my parents take me to see him, and they said, now, don't say anything, because no one must know that Liberace is gay. I said, I'm sorry, I'm 8. I know he's gay. I said, look at him, for heaven's sakes. This man just flew over the stage. He's wearing rhinestone hot pants. I think he's got on. But he had these hits. They were in love with him. They did not care. These women love Liberace.
No.
They did not care what he was, he was with, what he said. They loved him. And that show was sold out every freaking night. Yep. The guy was amazing. But it was the weirdest thing to go see, especially at the age of 8.
We're going to do more when we come back on 720 WGN.
What did I tell you? Country girls don't even know what a blackboard is.
Yeah.
Nellie.
Yeah, Nellie doesn't even know what a blackboard is.
These poor girls, they just walked into school. Nobody's even met them yet. And I'm completely insulting them and making them feel uncomfortable as soon as they arrive.
Now, Allison Angrumen is with us, known as Nellie Olson, and A Little House on the Prairie, author of Confessions of a Prairie Bitch, How I Survived Nellie Olson and How I Learned to Love Being Hated. What a title. A book and a one-person show coming to town tomorrow night. You're playing a character here, obviously, and so is everybody else on the show. When you weren't actually performing scenes or there was downtime, did they still think that you were nasty, or did you guys get along, really?
Oh, luckily, no. They knew the real me. I mean, that was one of the things, like, people outside the show was tough. I had to keep a group of friends at school who I knew since third grade because they knew me as me. But Melissa Gilbert and I, we hit it off immediately. I met that girl, and within 5 seconds of knowing each other, we were like sisters. She's still like my kid sister. And we became friends, which really helped because if you're going to smack each other in the face and roll around in the mud and do all these crazy fights, it's a lot better if the two people like each other.
Yes.
Way less likely to get injured.
They
started letting us choreograph our own fight teams because, you know, they knew. No, they like it. It's fine. They won't. Yeah, they were like, they won't kill each other. Let them do whatever the hell they want. Oh, yeah, by the time we did the big mud fight scene.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They just said, do whatever it is you guys are doing. It's fine. And they just stepped back and ran the camera. And we just were like, woo, smacking each other around in the mud. She did shove a whole handful of mud into my mouth while I was stopping the headlock.
But we
just had a high old time doing this. And, you know, we beat each other up all day. And then at the end of the day, it's like we'd go to 7-Eleven on the way home for Slurpees and hang out.
Oh,
and we had slumber parties at each other's house. We went to each other's birthdays. We were kids.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing. We got along like a house of fire. And it's funny because we're doing all these weird reunion events with the gang. I've had several cast members say, you know, you were like the welcome wagon on the set. I said, God, was I? They said, yeah. They said, I came on in like year three and I was really nervous because I didn't know these people. And you just kept like bounding up out of nowhere. Went, oh, hi, are you new here? Great, we're going to lunch. I said, like, okay. So, if anything, I was like terribly friendly to people.
So the show that you're performing at Chicago's Motor Row Theater, 2229 South Michigan Avenue on historic Motor Row.
Alias Lips.
In Chicago, tomorrow night at 7. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
What happens in this show?
Well, indeed. Well, I do take questions. You're going to get a little card that says, Ask Allison Anything. And absolutely, things have been driving you mad for years about the show, about me, whatever. So write it down. And then I get those. I don't even really peek at them before I go on. And then I come out since I was 11 years old. And like, what the hell? I'm going to talk about the whole thing with the new Netflix show. There's going to be a whole new Little House for Netflix. And all the fans are freaking out. Is it going to be like our show? Is it going to be a new show? Is it going to be good? It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. But it's hysterical. Everyone's comparing the two of us. And then I talk about, as I said, my mother being cast for The Friendly Ghost. Gumby, Sweet Polly Purebred. Yes, indeed. And Davy and Goliath. And I talk about Liberace. And I talk about all the weird celebrity people I have met. I talk about my horrendous episode of Fantasy Island where I was a hooker on Fantasy Island.
Oh, my God.
I don't recommend it. It was awful. But I have video. And it gets worse because Jan Brady, yes, East Plum Jan Brady played my mother. We're the same age. Yes.
Wow.
It's real. I have all these. I was on Dance Fever. Do you remember Dance Fever?
Yes, I certainly do.
I was on Dance Fever like three times. I have a horrendous shape dancer. I got pictures. Like, pictures didn't happen. I got pics to back everything up. And I talk about the show. I talk about Michael Landon. We loved him, but my God, that man never put his shirt on and wore no underwear with those skin-tight pants. He was quite a sight to behold, I must tell you. We talk about all of this madness, and then I answer absolutely everybody's questions.
Well, you know, there are some very serious things here. That you talk about.
Child abuse. You know, I talk about it, everything in my book. And
surviving incest. It's not just all fun and games. You have a very serious side to your life experience.
I do. I've had quite the life. I mean, getting on Little House really was a lifesaver for me. I was terribly shy. I'd been abused. I was not having a really great time. And then I got Little House. I was like, well, this is much better. People are afraid of me. Well, I can work with this. And it really worked out. And so in the book, I really do go into detail of the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything that happened to me. And I will have books for sale after the show. But in the show, I do more of the lighthearted, although we never know what's going to happen during Q&A. Some of the things people have asked.
Such as?
We have had quite the throwdown.
Do you remember a couple of things they asked?
They asked us, sometimes they would just ask insanely, like, weirdo Star Trek fan level questions about Little House in the Prairie in season 4 in episode 27. Like, oh my God, seriously. they do want to know behind the scenes how we did stuff, how we did not get killed doing all those insane things. And I have dirt. And they want to know about everyone on the show. They often seem obsessed with, did anybody on the show sleep with anybody else on the show?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
And we do have one or two. And I can talk about it because a couple of them copped to it recently in their books or print. So I'm like, I have dirt. It involves misdeeding, which is kind of terrifying right there. But there you go.
If that's not enough to get you over to this show tomorrow night, I don't know what will. Thank you so much for
and
being
I have
with
bonnets.
Us.
I have bonnets and T-shirts and books and all kinds of swag right. just for sale after. Just
Very
in case.
Good.
Heaven
good.
Forbid somebody needs a bonnet.
It's not too many people who walk around with bonnet as selling bonnets at their show, but you can't.
You know, you'd think, but I got to tell you, I was just up in Sonora with this Little House event. I never saw so many people drive up in bonnets in my life.
Well, they're coming to see you.
I mean, they're just bonnet mad. So I'm like, man, I guess I better stock more bonnets. Who knew?
Thank you. And I can tell it's going to be it's going to be a great time. And thanks for being with us. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. I do love it here. Thank you.
Thank you.